Good morning, guys.
Now, what do we know about this unvandaliser? Because this is an interesting topic.
Look, he's a bit of a mystery to us, too. All we know is that he's gone around to a sports field and painted over a rather lewd piece of graffiti on a box there.
Yeah,
and he's even matched his painting to the original colour of the box.
See, that's that's a thoughtful unvandaliser. Right?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. So we don't know much about him, and that's why we know it's a man, and we know he likes to play his music while he's painting over all this graffiti. But other than that, we don't know much, so we're hoping someone in the community give him a shout-out. That's a lovely thing to do, and yeah.
Yeah, right.
This sounds like Mackay's very own version of Superman. Like, he's got a day job, like Clark Kent, and at night he goes around and he helps unvandalise.
Yeah, he's our own little superhero, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is it happening at night time, ZZ, or is it happening during... Because surely somebody would have seen something if it's happening during the day.
Look, I think that the one where he was spotted recently might have been the afternoon.
Okay.
I'm not certain that, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so it's not just one area.
He's not in pitch darkness. He's obviously doing it... when there's a bit of light out.
Yeah, right. Because I did notice, you know, when you're on the Bruce Highway heading towards Mount Pleasant and there was that sign and had that graffiti on the back of it, was a while ago now. I think it was, are you happy where you are or whatever that graffiti
Was. Oh, yeah,
somebody's painted over that and then it matched the same colour as the sign. So I'm wondering if that was the same guy.
Look, it could be the unvandaliser striking again. I would be surprised.
Well, if you know anything about the unvandaliser, we want to get him on the show. If you don't want to, if you don't want to tell us who you are, that's fine. We'll disguise your voice and then have a chat to the Daily Mercury as well. We just want to know why you're doing it. It's a great idea. I think it's a fantastic thing.
Oh,
it's a
sensational idea. I think he needs his own theme song too.
He needs his own cape.
Yes.
The UV.
The UV, and maybe a year's supply of paints from, say, Porter's Mitre 10 to keep up the job. Well done.
So if you find out any more about that, ZZ, can you let us know, please?
Of course, you guys can be the first
one. Yeah, absolutely. And we'll let you know if anyone calls us and they want to disguise their voice or whatever, we'll certainly pass the information on to you, all right? There you go. There's ZZ there from the Daily Mercury.
Who is this man? I'm surprised nobody thought about it before.
The Unvandaliser. Way to get some fame behind you, hey?
And what a great name, too. Well done to the Daily Mercury.
Dad, why have you got your underwear on the outside of your pants and holding that paint can?
Going to work, son.
Going to work. Joe and Dave for breakfast. Tops today, 30 degrees at Triple M.